Thank you, Leader. Before I start on the monthly update, I just wanted to give an update on the proposed London Ultra Low Emission Zone. As you are aware, I have today written to the Mayor of London and Transport for London, setting out our absolute disappointment that Transport for London and the Mayor's office are ploughing ahead with plans to expand the ULEZ right up to the boundary of Surrey, with a complete absence of any meaningful conversation on the impacts and mitigation of Surrey residents. It is frankly unacceptable, and it does show a complete disregard to the needs of the residents of Surrey, neighbouring authorities and cross-border collaboration. We provided a very detailed response to the consultation in July 2022 and explained that appropriate consideration of the issues that we set out, including mitigation of negative impacts on our communities, are required. In this regard, we expected TfL to respond to us in a timely and constructive manner so that we could properly advise businesses and residents on the impacts of the expansion. To date, nothing has been received. So, to rectify this failure to engage, we will expect TfL to urgently consider issues concerned and commence meaningful discussions with us as a local authority if they are wanting to proceed with expanding and installing any equipment or signage, predominantly advanced warning signage, on the Surrey Highway. We set out 10 mitigating points that we wanted TfL to provide. They were, just very briefly, more data and assessment to be provided on the impact of Surrey residents, the car scrappage scheme to be extended to Surrey residents, considering that they would be paying for it, extend the Zone 6 Oyster card scheme, corridors to NHS facilities that are on the border for residents that use health facilities within London, extended active travel and public transport services to come cross-border with all of the districts and boroughs, so Spelthorne, Epsom and Ewell, Reigate and Banstead, Mole Valley and Tandridge, in addition to the scrappage scheme. Taxi exemption extended out to local Surrey taxi services. Key worker exemption for those who regularly travel over the border, such as NHS, nurses, carers and teachers. Consideration for schools on the border that have pupils coming from both London and Surrey. Clear signage and publicity, and additional implementation programme where everyone would be informed. Now, I don't think any of these are unreasonable. In fact, it's probably the minimum that we would expect from for our residents and businesses. And following confirmation of the legal powers that we possess, I have instructed officers to halt any discussions on advanced signage locations or even an agreement under Section 8 until meaningful mitigation and, frankly, a grown-up conversation is had between the two authorities on mitigating the disruption and the financial cost to Surrey residents.